Huntington lawyer Paul Farrell recently decided to get on the ballot for president in the state. What began as a joke is no longer a laughing matter. Paul Farrell Jr. is a medical malpractice lawyer in Huntington. He's never been involved in politics before, and never thought he would be. But he says he worries more and more about the state he's from and calls home, West Virginia. On Sunday mornings, Farrell, along with his two brothers, have breakfast at his father's house.
We play around with the New York Times crossword and we talk. And we were talking about politics, and it was my mother who said she couldn't bring herself to vote for Hillary. Now, she's probably as accurate as a reflection of West Virginia's sentiment as anybody I've known. And when she said she couldn't vote for Hillary, my brother Sean said, "Hey, Paul, why don't you run?"
Farrell says he has no dreams of being elected, and he has no desire to be on the ballot in other states. He says in the last primary election, the Democrats in the state opted for the none-of-the-above choice, which happened to be Keith Judd, a convicted felon currently serving a 17-and-a-half-year sentence in a Texas federal prison. Judd won 41% of the vote. Farrell says at least if they vote the other option, this time it'll be him.
It started out as, you know, as maybe a joke. And I know a lot of people may think that this is a joke or that I'm doing it for the notoriety or the publicity. But when people vote, I don't think they're necessarily going to be voting for Paul Farrell Jr. I think they're going to vote for the idea of what Paul Farrell Jr. represents. And that is a vote of dissent.
Farrell believes many West Virginians will vote to dissent. He has two brothers that work in the coal industry, and his father is a Cabell County Circuit Judge, Paul T. Farrell Sr. Farrell says not enough politicians on the national level care about the coal industry. He points out that the National Convention not only decides the nominee, it decides the Democratic platform. He says that's what he hopes to effect with the delegates the winner of the nomination in the state takes to the National Convention in Philadelphia in July.
So by sending delegates from West Virginia, even if the ultimate choice is going to be Hillary or Bernie, at least we can have some input that our platform must include some type of economic investment in our infrastructure for us to be able to survive and live in West Virginia and raise our families.
Farrell doesn't think priorities have been straight in Washington for a while. He says coal is overregulated and complains there's no contingency plan for economically gutted regions in the state.
We waged war on Iraq, we destroyed its economy, and then we spent billions rebuilding its infrastructure. So what my point is that if we're going to be rebuilding anything, we should be rebuilding power plants and investing in clean technology in West Virginia.
Farrell says even if he does receive the most votes for the Democratic nominee for president from the state, he won't be getting into politics in the city or the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.